Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
You're Pookie Bear.
You're Lammy Lumpkins.
You're Bubby Chubbs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community. To
love never fails. It is the things you do, and never really the things you say. I want to know love, with or without you. Inhale peace, exhale joy.
Part of my plan, and I, 'cause according to faith in God. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, on Life Conversations Radio Network. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and I need to know if we're on the same page. Do you want to know love? Are you a part of my plan? Well, if you're with me tonight, then yes, you're a part of my plan. You're a part of the plan, the master plan, toward your greater yet to be. I want to thank you for being with me tonight. That was the beautiful, dynamic Yazra, Miss Purple St. James. You can find her on Facebook. And I want to make sure that I let you know exactly how you can find her. How do you spell her name? All right. Get your pens, pencils, and paper out. Because you know you want more of her. Because she's inhaling peace and exhaling joy. We want to tap into that. Trust me. So you spell her name Y-A-H-Z-A-R-A-H, Ms. M-S, period, Purple, Saint, S-T, period, James, J-A-M-E-S. I love that song. I actually stole that song from Life Coach today. He has great taste. So, how are you all doing tonight? Do you want to know love for yourself? I'm really playing with this theme of romantic living. We're going to dive into the naked truth about romantic living. And you know what? It's not going to be exactly what you think it's going to be. But I promise you, you're going to feel good by the time we're done. Yes, I do. So, welcome again. I want to check in here in the chat room. I think I saw Lady D13 up in there. I see you grooving, Lady D. How you doing? Thank you for being with us tonight. And Miss Sweet T from D.C., Tanya, Glowing Gooch, always holding me down. And to those people that I can't see, especially those of you in the archive, I want to thank you for joining me as well, because anytime you listen, is the right time, and there's no time like now. But if you want to get a reading tonight, which I highly recommend, you're going to have to join me live. You can call 347-426-3346. I've been playing around here a little bit, but let's make sure we get to some housekeeping. Because, you know, Life Conversations Radio Network has some phenomenal shows, some beautiful hosts, and guests coming up, and I want to make sure that you can tune in and so you can tune out the negativity. Mm-hmm. Tune into the positivity, tune out the negativity. We about to get down right now. I'm going to tell you about my radio family, all right? So, yes, yes. Did I tell you I'm excited? I don't think I said I've been excited in quite some time. I think I'm feeling this new moon and Gemini energy. That was yesterday, so I want to make sure that you set your intentions. Yes, we have some other astrological things that are happening right now that requires us to be gentle with ourselves. I'm going to get into that after I let you know a little bit more about my radio family. All right? My mission is to get you ready for your week. So this is our time, our me time. And I want to thank Life Coach today, who is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network, for giving me this opportunity to share all the things that matter in my heart that I get to share with you. So make sure you say hi, because he's the one screening the calls for me and handling the technical parts of the show. I'd also like to tell you about the other shows you can find on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Our main goal is to shift you from where you are to where you want to be. We have the Ask Life Coach Today radio show from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Life Coach Today has soul food for your consciousness. That's where you can also find me during the week. I break down the energy of the day around 1. And his theme for the month of June is opening to more love. Are you ready to receive the motherload of peace, joy, and love? Yes, you are. Make sure you join him. Then we have the Play Experience with Mbasa Safira on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? Well, if not, you could take a trip on the playground and get in touch with deeply loving yourself. Ombasa is taking you on an odyssey of sound this month. So what are you listening to? What are the sounds that you're receiving? She's exploring that, and she had a phenomenal show last week. So you definitely want to check her out. Then there's Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. You can learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And then you have me, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and the space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life when you join me on Sunday nights. You can also check out my fan-like page on Facebook, The Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan fan-like page. Make sure you go over there and like it if you haven't already. And to stay up on what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. So, you know, one of the blessings about having your own radio show is that you get to be your own guinea pig. You get to experiment and play with these things that you're talking about. There's no, you don't want to talk about something that you're not feeling and you're not experiencing. So I went on a She-Rose journey to tap into what exactly the naked truth about romantic living meant for me. And I'm so happy to share it with you tonight. Because it's been a wild journey. It's been ups, it's been lows. I can't say that I avoided pain. You know, I had my moments of feeling out of sorts and disconnected, but I was able to bounce back quite quickly. And not because I did a spiritual bypass, that's Life Coach Today's language, not because I was trying to avoid it, but because I had been concentrating on attracting the goodness and the sweetness of life, that I was able to reach for higher filling vibration when my vibration was getting low. So I'm going to share some of those tricks with you. One of the other things that I noticed that I started to catch things quickly. And one of the things that I found is something that I want to make sure I share with you all tonight. I mentioned that there was a new moon in Gemini yesterday. And the Gemini new moon creates a springboard for fresh ideas, inspired action, and making new connections. You have an outstanding opportunity to socialize, network, and have fun. So during this time, we want to share our ideas, vision, and passion. And remember, you are a powerful creator, and you create with your thoughts, words, and behavior. Now, at the same time this energy was running, we stepped into the water trine in Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. So throughout the month of June, the blessing is, with Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces coming together, is intense emotional sensitivity, a further awakening of intuitive faculties, and an opportunity to draw upon our innate creativity in the pursuit of a more balanced and harmonious life. Now, I found this beautiful information from mysticmama.com. It is a great source for getting astrological information in a way that's easy to understand, and she pulls from a lot of different places. I think she's a fellow quilt maker, which is what I like to call myself. No, I cannot sew. No, I can't. But I can pull some things together, i.e. the nickname Spider Woman. And I like to say that I make spiritual quilts, pulling all of these pieces together for myself and my edification, which is why I am here with you tonight. So that's some intense energy. So if you're feeling, calling out all the Cancer people, Cancerians, if you're feeling a little fluid and watery, well, you know, your sign is going through some stuff right now. Sweet tea. Hint, hint. So if you want a reading, feel free to call me up, 347-426-3346. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We're going to dive into this show. I'm so excited. Okay, so one of the things that I did, right, was I started to, you know, I thought that I always listened and I always, you know, got meditative and wanted to get a sense of what was moving in the world. But with the journey, my Shiro's journey that I went on, I had to go slower. And there was something that I found that I thought was a perfect springboard for talking about this naked truth about living the romantic life. Okay? So on Facebook, because, you know, that's our news now, someone posted this picture of all these cute little cats, these little kitty cats coming through a door. And the word said, "Hi, we understand you are 40 and still not married." And I went, huh? What is that? And then the beautiful person who posted this wrote these words. And I was like, okay, I'm bringing that in. I want to have a conversation. The person wrote, "Lady, if this is you and you fear becoming the cat lady, take a powerful action step today and get a relationship status session. I'll help you quiet the meows. Do it now." And I get it, and I do have a sense of humor. But it's really because of moments like this and expectations, particularly for women. Because, hey, why are we assuming all those cats are coming to talk to a woman? Why is that message directed at us? But we get it collectively, because there is this fear of growing older and not having someone. And, you know, people make a lot of money off of that in our culture. You know, I mean, I can go down the list. But here's something else I want you to consider, particularly if you're in your 40s and older. Do you know the age of Tina Turner when she came out with "What's Love Got to Do with It"? Do you? She was 43. Okay. Janie Crawford, "From Their Eyes We're Watching," died, got her second adolescence at age 40. The choice is ours on whether we want to see our lives as the cat lady or you can be cat woman. Because Eartha Kitt also got a second awakening toward her elder years, still performing, still sexy. So you know what? Don't quiet my meows. Let me meow for you. Meow! It's all good. And I'm going to help you tap into that energy. You don't have to be the cat lady. And actually, we're throwing that away. I'm having a little fun right now. But for any sister who is actually feeling the pain of, ooh, that might be me, thoughts, words, actions, and you put emotion with that, you'll make it your reality. We're going to turn that ship around right now tonight, especially with this beautiful energy that's running today of all days, the number 3, which is a magic number. It's the number of creativity and creation. It's the Empress in tarot cards, the archetypal mother, goddess on earth. And I can promise you, anybody with Empress energy is not tripping on illusions and fears of loneliness. No, too busy living life, tapping into the eternity of beauty. And I do believe in eternal beauty. I don't believe that it goes away as we get older. You know, to quote Earth, Wind, and Fire, you are as beautiful as your thoughts. And that's what I stand by tonight. So are you waiting to find someone to play with you before you start really enjoying the sweetness of life? Redefine romance on your own terms. And let's start manifesting a life of passion in real time. Dreaming is fun. It's a nice start. But without the marriage of thoughts, words, feelings, and actions, you will still be left wanting. 3 is running on this show with the energy of a new moon. Let's see what the universe really has for you. It's time to set your intentions and graduate from just wishing. So let's explore the naked truth about romantic living. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. My number is 347-426-3346. You are welcome to join me in this conversation and let me know how you are defining time right now, since time doesn't really exist. That's what they say, right? Well, when we all collectively connect to it, we get it. And I see Tracy Ann Miller, Swiper, a.k.a. Swiper, is in the house. Welcome, Tracy Ann. I know you have some things to say about what it means to be connected as an older woman to your power, because that's the undercover story running underneath the show tonight. I know that's right. I am finally defining romance. Good for you, Lady D. That's what I'm talking about. And from the Cancer's piece, Lady D, I'm assuming you're a Cancer as well. And welcome to the guests in the chat room. You're also welcome to sign on or log on to Blog Talk Radio, and you can join a conversation. But I see you, our guests, or, you know, our listeners disguised as guests. Life Coach today is very busy. Yes, yes, he is. God bless him. All right. Swiper, I'm not going to call you out. But you can have all the posts on my wall. They are given freely. Yes, indeed. Okay, so let me see what we're going through here. All right, let's get back into this conversation about romantic living. Yes, I want to take you on a journey. I do. Now, I want you guys to do me a favor. Yes. It won't hurt, I promise, all right? I want you to come with me, and I want you to get real comfortable. You take off your shoes. Let's walk in the grass. You see that big tree over there? Yeah, that one right there. You see it? Well, let's lie down right there. Now close your eyes. I want to show you something. It was a spring afternoon in West Florida. Janie had spent most of the day under a blossoming pear tree in the backyard. She had been spending every minute that she could steal from her chores under that tree for the last 3 days. That was to say, ever since the first tiny bloom had opened, it had called her to come home and gaze on a mystery. From barren brown stems to glistening leaf buds, from the leaf buds to snowy virginity of bloom, it stirred her tremendously. How? Why? It was like a flute song forgotten in another existence and remembered again. What? How? Why? This singing she heard that had nothing to do with her ears. The rose of the world was breathing out smell. It followed her through all her waking moments and caressed her in her sleep. It connected itself with other vaguely felt matters that had struck her outside observation and buried themselves in her flesh. Now they emerged and quested about her consciousness. She was stretched on her back beneath the pear tree, soaking in the alto chants of the visiting bees, the gold of the sun, and the panting breath of the breeze. When the inaudible voice of it all came to her, she saw a dust-bearing bee sink into the sanctum of a bloom. The thousand sisters' calyxes arch to meet the love embrace, and the ecstatic shiver of the tree, from root to tiniest branch, creaming in every blossom and frothing with delight. So, this was a marriage. She had been summoned to behold a revelation. Then Janie felt a pain, remorseless, sweet, that left her limp and languid. These are the words from Their Eyes Are Watching God, written by Zora Neale Hurston in the 30s. I bring Janie Crawford to you if you don't know her story, because the author was quite the adventurer. She knew about romantic living, adventures of moving about in the world that told black women, you can't be smart, you're going to school, really? You're going to become an anthropologist and you're going to write books? Really? You're going to do that? And you're going to travel down south in a car by yourself with a gun and collect stories from people you never met before? You're going to do that? And she said a sacred yes to herself that I've been following all my life. Because if she could do that in the 20s and the 30s, I wonder why my life hasn't been more romantic. And not romantic that I'm waiting on the Prince Charming, but I mean romantic and feeling the feelings that Janie felt underneath a blossoming pear tree. And the love story is a personal love story that she wrote in fiction, but a lot of what Zora wrote about was her life. And then her words got lost. It could be possible that you wouldn't even be hearing these words from me right now. Except there was another woman who in the library one day found these words that were out of print. And in 1970, Alice Walker, writer of The Color Purple, did a campaign and had Zora's words come back from the grave. And I get to share it with you now on this show. So I want you to open your eyes. And I want you, whenever you start to feel disconnected from the mother, from the earth, from the goddess, that you tune back in to this show at this moment in time so that you can have your own blossoming and reawakening again. We're all beautiful women and men, brothers and sisters underneath the pear tree. I'm going to have more for you, but I have a funny feeling that it might be time for a break. Oh, but before I do that, life coach today. Thank you so much. You know, he's my eyes and my ears, because I have my eyes closed, and I was just told to go into look into the chat room. I'm going to do that together. And thank you. I'm able to weave truth together because of my friendship with you, and I truly thank you for it, for letting me know. All right, so what am I looking at here? Well, hello, Ilona Shelton. Welcome. The kind of romance where your life turns you on. Now that's the romance. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Life Coach Day. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hi, Lona. It's nice to see you. So, Life Coach Day, I think we're going to take a break now because, honey, I done got myself all heated up after reading that. Did I just say that? Hey, you got to be authentic. That's another naked truth. Authenticity. Coming up as you are, it helps you be more who you are. So, yeah, I need to go get some water.
So we're drink some water.
Child, I know, right? You got me. All right, we'll be right back, family. Don't go away.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Mark. And for more information, please send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. I hope you guys all got your sweet tea or your coffee or your wine. We're going to have a romantic time with us. And there's some stuff going on in the chat room. I want to make sure that, you know, for those of you on the phone lines, that you can partake. Tracy Ann has just said that she's been single since 95. and that she hasn't met anybody worth her weight in salt. It's a good thing to know your weight and know, you know, what you're looking for. I definitely want to say that. And Lady D, you know, I just love how you all just come in here and share from such an open heart place. And there's a, so have yet to meet anyone worth my weight in salt. I'm like, okay. I like to say gold for you, Tracy Ann Miller. And then, Lady D, you know what? I wish you'd call in for this one because this trips me out. But you're like, yes, when you can't hug yourself any tighter, just can't get enough of those conversations with self. And, you know, Tracy Ann was like, well, I prefer that, Lady D. I do that all the time. Getting to know yourself, beautiful. And, Lady D, my soulmate is going to have some heavy competition when he comes on PAP. Okay, now, what did I say about thoughts, words, and actions and feelings? Let's not have to have your soulmate work so hard. But I get what you're saying. When you know, but hopefully you're going to be attracting someone who doesn't have to be in competition but is connected to the same energy that you're pulling from. You know, like attracts like. So there's no need. My cat is cutting up over here. So there's no need for the competition. Nope, not at all. And there we go. My, you know, I guess I am the cat lady. No, I'm the cat woman because my cat is making a fuss right now. So let's get back into this naked truth about romantic living, because one of the things that I learned once I decided that I was going to take this on, and I'm going to continue with it as well, is once I said these words to myself, I need a little romance. I mean, just a little romance. And, you know, it wasn't about Prince Charming coming up. It wasn't even going out for a candlelit dinner with somebody else. I wanted to create the romantic atmosphere for myself. And when I sent that request out to the universe, here are some things that showed up for me. Now, I don't know what are the things that would show up for you once you say to the universe, I need a little romance. But what showed up for me was an invitation to go to the ballet, which I did this week when I usually stay home. I really don't go out that much, but I'm trying to change that habit to go out and deal with the world. And I enjoyed every bit of it. It was at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Red carpets, crystal everywhere, people and beautiful music. And it really helped me to see movement. And art. And then the next thing that happened, and I'm getting a message in the heart quarters, the next thing that happened were surprise calls and connections. I reconnected with an aunt that I hadn't spoken to in a really long time, out of the blue. My baby brother called, and he's been really busy. I just learned that part of me asking for a little romance meant that I had to play a part too, and I had to make sure I was saying yes. Yes, I'll go to the ballet. You know, sure, I'm going to take this call. Yes, I'm going to tap into all things that really lift my vibration, which is where Zora came from. You can also find Their Eyes Were Watching God on YouTube, Halle Berry. Very yummy movie. And I understand that there's somebody who's calling in for a reading. So I'm going to take a break right now and invite them on. Sure, Life Coach Day, let's play.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. How are you?
Hi. I'm just tuning in. I didn't get the whole show, but I probably got the last 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, the theme tonight is the naked truth about romantic living. And I have, oh, really? Tell
yeah.
me your name. Oh, Elizabeth. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Elizabeth from Chicago. So this show is
yeah,
at my time.
Yeah, I found out the naked truth last night, and it was ugly.
You know, a good friend told me that a broken heart opens you up to receive more.
Wow, that's hard to believe right now.
Of course, because you're in the midst of grief. But you know what, Elizabeth? Let's I'm going to take a moment and ask my friends on phone lines and in a chat room, because this is a radio show, but it's a family show. I'm shuffling while I do that. And I ask all of you to join me in sending loving light to Elizabeth, to hold her heart while I go to shuffling the cards. Elizabeth, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to the Mother Peace Tarot deck, okay? And we're just going to see what the cards have to say, all right?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. It's going to be all right. You're talking to a survivor of many broken hearts. Trust me. Interesting. Oh, my. Okay. Elizabeth, I did a three-card draw for you.
Here.
And the cards that showed up was the Seven of Swords, the 21 World, which is really important. This card doesn't come up on a show that often. And then I have a Nine of Cups. The Seven of Swords shows a fox and some hens. So the question right now is, who's the predator and who's the prey?
Yeah.
And when I say that, sweetie, what that really means is that in this situation, and your card is reversed, in this situation, and when this card, the Seven of Swords, comes up, Swords is about air. That's about what you're thinking about. I want you to experience what you're experiencing, but I want you to be really careful about the stories that you are telling yourself about you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, they're pretty negative at the moment because it seems like this is a reflection of the other person, but that's not really me, it's him.
Interesting. So the card is showing the thoughts, the negative thought pattern. So are you feeling like a victim right now? Are you feeling like somebody did you dirty, somebody did you wrong?
Yes, because he pursued me for a month and I was going to move back to the West Coast. And he says, please don't leave. I want to start a relationship with you. I heard that you're moving. I really want to be with you. And I said, really? And he said, yes, I'm serious. And we fell in love and everything was great for about 6 months. He was talking about marriage. He wanted to get my stuff out of storage. He was making room in his house. I was looking for a full-time job. And then it just, he just said his fears. He backed off. He said that he started having fears from his past relationship that he couldn't go any further. And he said, just give him some time. So I gave him a good 6 months. And we talked a couple months ago, and mutual friends have tried to get us back together, and he wasn't aware of that. And I saw him last night. I wanted to ask him out for coffee. And his new girlfriend was there.
Okay, which brings me to the next card, sweetie. It's 21. The World. It's the end, but it's a positive end. Okay?
Yeah.
The World in the Major Arcana card features the baby. Okay. And the beginning of the tarot deck, you got a zero fool, right? And that's a little baby at the beginning of their spiritual journey. Okay? When we get to 21, the World, that's the last card of the Major Arcana cards, okay? So by this, there's an ending, which means there's room for new beginnings, which is really interesting.
Your next card, nine.
But I'm telling you, though, you have a really powerful reading because then you have a Nine of Cups, which is wishing well. It's people joyously coming together, feeling their blessings. I know your heart is broken right now, and I would definitely recommend for you to not just have a psychic reading, but also talk to somebody that you trust, a professional, a life coach, perhaps, to help you navigate this. And you know what, Elizabeth? You pick yourself back up, and you go ahead and you start this new journey. because there's no sense in holding on to the old. You've done everything you can. You are beautiful,
right.
You are strong. You know, you're in pain right now, and that pain is going to push you into places of joy that you're not even, you can't even fathom it right now. You have to allow your heart to grieve. You do. But I see nothing but good things coming for you. But I definitely want you to get some help. You do not have to walk this alone. Be gentle with yourself. Take care of yourself during this time. It is so important. And don't just hide in your room underneath the covers and stay asleep. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wake up. Look up. And take care of yourself. You know, treat yourself like a newborn baby right now, because you're about to go on an amazing new journey. But you are going to have to baby yourself. Do you know what I mean by that? Nurturing yourself.
Yeah, it just seems impossible at the moment. I'm kind of in shock because I didn't see any of this coming. And he didn't tell me this. He told me he would think about things and we could talk at a later time. And maybe he was just trying to be kind. But then he said he's too busy to go for coffee today. And he's bashing me all over Facebook about how its presence showed up and ruined his night and all this other stuff. And I did no such thing but sit and have a Coke in the corner with some mutual friends. So...
Well, then for sure, because this is a shock to you, there's also a blessing for you that you don't have to waste one more moment of time.
With this nonsense, makes sense to me, yes.
Good. You don't. I see nothing but good things. Do you have somebody that you can talk to?
Yeah, I have a therapist I've been working with the last few months in this situation, so...
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth, you know, I am so sorry for your heartache, but I have to tell you, I have received so many flowers that, you know, change from weeds. Really, if we had time, I'd have coffee with you. We'd talk it out. Hold on, baby. Hold on, though, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Elizabeth. We're sending you love and light, okay? All right? Hang out for a little bit longer on the show.
Okay, thank you.
And we are sending you so much love. I hope you can feel it. Oh, that was Elizabeth, people. And you know, this romantic living isn't easy when you are in the throes of pain, when you're still in shock from a broken heart. And we go on Center Love and Light. I think we have Lady D next. We'll get to her. She wants to move us up, Lady D. How you doing, Mommy?
I'm great.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. How can I help you tonight, darling?
Well, I was just looking for a general reading to see what this energy has in store.
All right. Did I get that you're Cancer? Do you're a Cancer sign?
Oh, I'm a Cancer.
Girl, okay. How are you feeling with this watery energy? Do you feel it?
I am feeling it. I've been creative today. I've been well rested and dreamy. So it's going well, very well.
Good. Blessings. So happy to hear that for you, honey. All right. Let's do a quick three-card draw to see what's going on with our Lady D. Wow, girl, I can't take it. You know, you're a Cancer sign. Cancer is a sign of water. You have the Daughter of Cups, which is the, you know what, if I were going to say, you know, if I were going to give a card for this show today, it would be the two cards that showed up for you, okay? The Daughter of Cups, the Star, 17, and then we have the Four of Discs. What a perfect grounding of feminine energy with the water and the earth, which are feminine elements, earth is feminine and water is feminine, okay? So we got a daughter of cups, and she is doing on this card, and Elizabeth, if you're still listening, I'm pulling this in for you, darling, as well, okay? Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, she could check it out on the archive. But the key is, though, to take care of yourself. What is this beautiful woman doing? The daughter of cups is learning how to embrace joy, ecstatic joy, sensual joy, sexual pleasures, okay? She's completely nude, and nudity in tarot is about unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. There's a waterfall that's falling, and her legs are making a triangle. There's a turtle that's holding a vase. Turtle also is one of the oldest symbols of the goddess and feminine energy, and the trees are actually leaning toward her. You know, it's an ecstatic embrace of humanity and the elements dancing together to say, you're the one. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, we've got a woman that's bathing in a waterfall, and now we have a woman that's in this bath, the star. Now, the star in the Mother Peace tarot cards, this woman is actually the Navajo changing woman, the one who brought the peace pipe to all people. She's being restored after a tough time in the tower. And there is a hawk over her head. And she is just really receiving the peace and the love of the water. Okay? The star is about hope for the future. The star is about restoration and connecting us with ourselves. Now, when you combine that with the four of this, you finally have the power. I think it's interesting because you got two naked women over here, and now we have a woman who has her clothes on, a robe on, and she's deciding in the four of this who to let in and who's got to go. Mm. All right? So that is a powerful reading, Lady D. I'm so grateful that you asked me to do this because it's a perfect way for me to shut it down tonight. Now, did you have any questions about that? Did that fill and flow for you? Anything that didn't feel right?
No, that's a perfect confirmation. On Friday, I just started to release thoughts on money, my physique, and happiness. I released them. So now we're pulling in different thought forms and making it work for me.
So wow. Wow. I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that. Well, thank you so much, Lady D. Don't be a stranger, honey. It's always good to have your energy.
Thank you.
All right, darling. Okay, family, I really think we're going to continue with this conversation because there is so much more that I want to share with you. And I think it's really important as we work on healing our hearts, healing our particularly our broken hearts, that we remember the gift of forgiveness of ourselves and others, that we on purpose look for those things that are going to bring us joy. Grieving is a gift. It lets you know how much you love something or someone. But you know what? Your mourning doesn't have to last 1 minute past your grief. So no spiritual bypasses. This is a safe place for you to learn and grow and share that pain. But the real key to the naked truth of romantic living is to love yourself, family. Love yourself right where you're at. And I think what I really want to hear as I shut it down is, you know what? Because You Love Me. It's just such a beautiful song. I love to hear it. I love to dance to it. And you can put yourself in that place. Because you love you, you receive the best in your life. Don't forget to join Life Coach Today. No, Life Coach Today, bring it on in. Put it on, put it behind, underneath me. This is Sherry Marie. Because You Love Me. Don't forget to join the Aspect Coach Today radio show next week, Monday through Wednesday. I love you, family. Come back with me next week. Have a good night. Peace out.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.